Welcome to Truth, Salt, and Spice. I have my voice back, and I'm eager to share some things here with you. I finally got allergies under control, and so I bought, I guess it's an equivalent to Flonase here at the pharmacy, and that's been working well because the Claritin generic version of it was not doing the trick. And that is that. What is new over this way? You know, as I was thinking on how to start this episode on my pilgrimage, if you've been following, this is about the fourth episode, third or fourth, since I have arrived in Guatemala, and I'm on a journey to, what would I call it? Guess getting reacquainted with Jesus. So I was walking through the streets of Antigua a week and a half ago, and maybe 2 weeks now. And there's this, I don't know, they store the, I guess the best way to call it are floats for a procession that goes on, or a series of processions that go on here during Lent. And each float represents a station of the cross, I guess. Anyway, through all the years I've been coming, they've always been locked up, and you can kind of see them through the gate, but they're not open to the public. I happened to pass by, and the gate was open, and you were able to come in. They were working on them, and I guess restoring them, painting them, and making them pretty for the upcoming procession for Holy Week. And as I was standing there looking at them, I actually got emotional. And, you know, there's one of Jesus he's on the ground, and, you know, the crown of thorns and the guards over him. I don't think they were flogging him. I don't know, there were different ones, and I know there was one of Pontius Pilate and somebody holding like the little bowl from which he was washing his hands and whatnot. But I did leave struck by the whole scene. Fast forward to yesterday, I was walking through the streets again. I just like to go and people watch, killing some time, and I've been trying to walk as much as I can. I do enjoy walking. But as I was walking, I saw an artisan. He had carved out from some tree trunks a little statue of just Jesus' head. And he had, you know, the crown of thorns. And, you know, it dawned on me that, well, it didn't dawn on me. I think it really just came full circle, the fact that some of us really need some visual reminders of Jesus' sacrifice. Now, I grew up going to, later on, like, I don't know, 12 years old or so, I grew up going to Catholic church. I just went with the neighbors. We didn't really grow up very religious at all. I stopped going to Catholic church when I was around 16. And then later moved on to being an evangelical and became what I believe a Christian then. But all this to say that I do miss certain aspects of the solemnness of Catholicism. And as I was walking, it dawned on me that I love that I have the best of both worlds, really just enjoying the grace and not living in the constant mea culpa, kind of that guilt trip thing, and knowing that Jesus' blood covers all. And then not taking it for granted. So that was really good for me in my heart to just kind of bring it all full circle. And it brings me back to this concept of origin. That's been just swirling around in my head. And, you know, here's where I'm going to bring in the Enneagram. And so I show up as an Enneagram 8, and I'm not going to go into describing all that, at least not in this episode. I'm just been studying it for about 2 years, and I do not feel adequate to be teaching anybody much about it except for basics. But for those of us that land on that number and that personality tool, there's an early loss of innocence, and when full sin or disintegration basically, there's a proclivity towards vengeance, and both of those things resonate deeply with me. And I thought today of the scripture in Romans 12. I had to look it up, but it was Romans 12, 19, and where we are told that, the vengeance belongs to God. And I'm just like, yes, I know. And I decided to look up, the definition of origin. And according to good old Google, it's the point or place where something begins, arises, or is derived. Derived? Where's derived? I don't know if I'm missing another word there. My notes are a little unclear. And so that's where I'm at. I'm really trying to go back to the origin of some behaviors and the sinful behaviors, really, if we're going to, call it what it is, and where they began. And as I've been reading some books, I was asked about what I learned about in boundaries of marriage. And so there were three things that were clear to me. I was able to revisit certain points in my marriage that I was solely accountable for not dealing with, and needed to apologize to my husband for. And that was really freeing. There were two specific events that transpired early on in our marriage that really really set us up for a weak foundation in many ways. And so now that that's been made clear for me, I can move from there personally. The other thing that was clear is reinforcing a value that I have when it comes to accountability. I'm big on owning my own actions, focusing on what I can control, and which is me. And I had started losing sight of that. And generally, the result of that is that I end up thinking that we don't have any control over our lives, and we end up being a victim of our own doing by not being accountable to ourselves, and ultimately to God, and just focusing on what other people are doing, which we can't control. We can only control how we respond to that, right? And the last one is, so while I've always been very clear about my likes and dislikes and voicing my wants and needs, and what I thought were clear boundaries, what was a huge realization is I had not learned to set and follow through on healthy and appropriate consequences to these boundaries. And that was really eye-opening. Many things that people do in general make me, give huge eye rolls, or frustrate me, and sometimes they anger me. Usually I just say my piece and I move on, and usually I never think about incidents again. But there are some times when people have done things that cut deep, and I go from that place of, whatever, moving on and letting it go to you're going to pay for that attitude. And unless I get a sincere apology, that part where it's a value of mine to be accountable and own your stuff, I can really be pretty vindictive. And that's pretty, painful to admit that I am that way or can be that way. But my work now is in that area, and I need to learn to set healthy boundaries from a loving perspective and not vengeance. or being vindictive. And, you know, I'll probably be working on that for the rest of my life, because I think we all carry, you know, we all have that thorn in our flesh, right? And I think that's probably one of mine. And so that's that for the marriage book. The other thing that I've been thinking about and going back to even part of my childhood, and I was an interesting kid. I was about 7 or 8 years old. I don't remember how old I was, but I literally actually wrote down a bucket list. And my bucket list consisted of visiting Australia, the Amazon. That wasn't very specific. I mean, the Amazon runs through South America, not just in Brazil, right? And to visit Africa and to visit Alaska. Why they all were with A's, I have no idea. I remember thinking, oh, all these places start with the letter A, which is kind of funny. So I've been to Africa twice, both to Ethiopia. So I can cross that off my bucket list. The other thing that was on my bucket list was to have a photograph published in a National Geographic magazine. And the other one was to actually write a book. I don't know about what, but those were it. And I memorized it then. I don't have the paper, but I don't know. That was just imprinted. It's been in my head and in my brain, and I think about it every once in a while. This was not on my bucket list, but it's definitely the next thing I'm going to talk about has been something that I really wanted to do as a kid and never had the opportunity, was to learn to play the flute. And so a few months ago, a friend actually gifted me a flute, and I actually had my first lesson this week. And I'm here about to chuckle because the poor teacher, he had me to start blowing into the flute. And unfortunately, I was supposed to be practicing during the week, but because of that severe allergies I had, because it's full-blown spring here, I was kind of out of breath and had this little cough. And I just could not blow very long. I think if they gave me one of those little things they give you at the hospital, when you have surgery to blow into to see if you can fill up the little balls growing up, I don't think I would have been able to do that. So my half hour lesson was him trying to teach me how to blow from my diaphragm. And I still was just like, I don't understand. I don't get it. I couldn't get it. I could not feel what he was trying to teach me. Well, I come home last night and I'm watching Gilmore Girls on my phone, and I start coughing because I get this cough pretty much at night, and it's relentless. And so the owners of this house, actually, they're friends of mine, and she has asthma and she has an inhaler or a few around. And I just went and grabbed one and medicated myself. The relief was instant, and I haven't coughed again. So I think I really just, I don't know if I've gotten this like secondary asthma thing from the allergies here. But today, as I was blowing into this contraption called a flute, I actually was able to blow now for the 6 seconds I'm supposed to blow. But I'm having a hard time positioning my mouth to actually get it to make the sound. So anyway, I'm going back and I'm actually going to learn how to play the flute. So that's that. That's about it that I have for today. I hope to come back again next week and see. There was something else. I started reading that book. The Disciplines. And you know what? I don't have it in front of me. Spiritual Discipline, and I don't know if that's the title of it, but it's about spiritual disciplines, and I've had a hard time focusing, and I really think I'm having a hard time focusing because I know what's coming, and I have a hard time just being, which is one of the reasons why I'm here, is because I really felt God pulling me away from distractions and getting me to focus here, and I'm fighting it tooth and nail inside because the unknown of what I'm going to find when I finally sit at his feet I don't know that I'm terrified. Scared is not a word I use too often. But I'm not sure about what I'll learn and what I will be told and what I need to do in obedience. So, because, I'm not the most submissive person in the world out there. That said, I think that is it. So I will keep you updated. And another thing that I'm going to be working on is a constant that I hear in these recordings. So I will try to be more cognizant of that. And there I go again. just so that it's not so annoying. Maybe you'll hear more silences in between instead of saying, Well, thanks so much for listening, and I hope that you have a blessed week. And may you sit with truth. May you be salt to your neck of the woods, and may you bring the spice that you are to everything you do and to everybody you meet. Ciao.